Life at Castle Black followed certain patterns. The mornings were for swordplay, the afternoons for work. The Black Brother set new recruits to many different tasks to learn where their skills lay. John cherished the rare afternoons when he was sent out with Ghost ranging at his side to bring back game for the Lord Commander's table, but for every day spent hunting, he gave a dozen to Donald Noy in the armory, spinning the whetstone while the one-armed smith sharpened axes, grown dull from use, or pumping the bellows as Noy hammered out a new sword. Other times he ran messages, stood at guard, mucked out stables, fletched arrows, assisted Maester Aemon with his birds, or Bowen Marsh with his counts and inventories. That afternoon, the watch commander sent him to the winch cage, with 4 barrels of fresh crushed stone to scatter gravel over the icy footpaths atop the wall. It was lonely and boring work, even with Ghost along for company, but John found he did not mind. On a clear day, you could see half the world from the top of the wall, and the air was always cold and bracing. He could think here, and he found himself thinking of Samwell Tarly, and Udley of Tyrion Lannister. He wondered what Tyrion would have made of the fat boy. And most men would rather deny a hard truth than face it, the dwarf had told him, grinning. The world was full of cravens who pretended to be heroes. It took a queer sort of courage to admit to cowardice, as Samwell Tarly had.